Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen. That just simply means it. I am back with another one. Today's episode is entitled, What is True Successful Project Managers? What is true of successful project manager? I messed that up, didn't I, the first time. So I'll say it for it again. What is true of successful project managers? As you know, I have a 7-point framework. After that, we out. You know how we do. I hope it's some good information. I know it's some good information. So please, baby, baby, please stick around. All right, today's, before I get started, I want to say this. This is a public service announcement to all current, future, present, I guess that's the same thing, project managers, program managers, project coordinators, portfolio managers, I want to say this special announcement to you. Don't quiet your abilities just to make someone else feel comfortable. Again, don't quiet your abilities just to make someone comfortable. I'll leave you with that, and now I'm going to come with my 7 points. First point in the 7-point framework, exceptional communication skills. Look, you know I talk about communication so much because that, if you were to say what one of the tools for for exceptional project manager, I would say the ability to communicate. That has probably been the ringing context that you would hear through my videos about the ability for a project manager to communicate clearly, effectively, and with precision to make sure that everybody's on the same page and understanding how to go get the person you're trying to communicate and bring and catch them where they are and then bring them up with you. I remember Michael Jordan telling a story, and I'll make it really brief, where he talked about where the reason why he left everything on the floor was the fact that he was setting an example, because they're like, well, if Michael Jordan can do it, then why couldn't I do it? And that's the whole point of as a project manager. You have to look, you have to feel, and you have to know you are almost like the coach. You're not the player, you are the coach. And being the coach, you have to lead by example. But by leading by example, you have to be able to communicate effectively that it gets to the person that's receiving the communication, that they understand what you're communicating. Let's get into point number two. I don't know why I did that was the old Andrew Dice Clay. I don't know why I did that. But anyway, digress. Point number two, adaptable and agile. You know, one of the things that I've seen with exceptional project managers, their ability to be adaptable and not to say, well, that's not my job. That's not what I do. Also, even though they do that, they don't cross into someone else's lane unless that resource is unable to fulfill that request. See, that's being adaptable. What's being agile is picking up where other people left off or made a decision that they no longer wanted to be part of the actual project. So being able to pivot and adjust at any time is a key exceptional trait of a successful project manager. This is one of my favorites, next to communication, next to collaboration, is leadership. Being able to have masterful leadership ability. What does that look like? Having the ability to inspire, and not manage. Because it's easy to manage. It's hard to lead. Because when you lead, you have to put more into it. When you lead, you have to be empowering. You have to be motivating. You have to be able to create, my second favorite term is being able to foster that collaboration in an environment. You have to be able to understand in the Bruce Tuckman model, you know, forming, storming, that those whole aspects, being able to navigate through each level effectively in leading your team and taking pressure off your team where you can so they can do what they need to do. And well, let me pause there. When I'm saying taking pressure off, I mean when there's emails coming in and there's basically distractions coming in that is not allowing your resource to be able to do what they need to do to actually close out the task. So being able to be able to step in and be a roadblock for that incoming information, that's leadership. I wish there was more leadership out here in the world of project management instead of managing. So that's why we're always talking about leadership here. Next point. Point number four, you have to be meticulous with planning and organization. You know, one of my strengths is my organizational skills. And reason why I say it's a strength is because after a while, when you get tired of trying to search for things all over the place and you can't find it, you're like, either you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get the same results. Einstein already told us that was the insanity. I may be a little insane, but insane as far as, you know, more of obsessive to be great, to be exceptional. And so the secret behind exceptional project managers is their organizational skills, being able to recall and pull documents here or pull information here so that the project plan as well as the project schedule, everything is aligned and stays on track. Point number five, expert time management. One of my favorite books that is growing on me now is by Dan Kennedy called Renegade Millionaire. Again, it's called Renegade Millionaire. Check that book out. I would leave a link in the description for you. I might. It all depends. But reason why I love that book is about time management. I will tell you this, as a project manager, you will receive a lot of distractions, whether it's a ping in Teams, whether it's an email, whether it's a phone call, and you're trying to build out your project plan and you're trying to chase down resources to find out where we're at on within the project schedule and the task that was assigned to them. And so you have to be effective with your time management and understand to say, okay, like there's days that I'll say, okay, for the first hour or two, my goal is to make sure that the project schedule is aligned and baseline appropriately. Then I'll go and look at emails. Will probably be the last thing that I look at because I understand the time that's going to be invested. Once I put together and construct this email, I have to wait for a response if it's coming today or the next day. And who knows how many emails I may have in there because I may be copied on a lot of things. So my first thing is setting a proper plan in place on the things that I want to attack. And it's always first looking at that project plan, which you know from watching my videos here is that the project plan encompasses all the 10 knowledge areas, and one of them being project schedule within your and schedule management. One of the things too for point number six is the ability, or I'll just say problem solving prowess. Say that fast. Problem solving prowess, the ability, having the ability to be creative, to think, no point intended, outside the box, and actually solve a problem. I gave you my solving problem formula. If there's a problem, I first attack it by what are my solutions. If I'm not engaged, if I'm being asked and I don't have the ability to actually do the thing that I'm proposing, then I'll just propose it. But what I've learned, I don't know where I heard that from. I don't know if it was Patrick McDavid or Steve Jobs, but what I heard was when you're going to, let's say you're reporting up to leadership and you say, I have a problem. Don't go to them with just the problem. Go with maybe one or two proposed solutions because, again, they hired you to do the thinking. They didn't hire you for them to do the thinking. And And because you're the expert. That's why they hire you. You are the expert. So family, make sure that even if it's one of your stakeholders, you know, challenge them, say, if there was a way that we could solve this, how would you do it? Like, don't allow them to say there's no way out, you know, and then they'll give you 30 reasons why it won't work. And you're like, you know, I'm feeling like Jim Rohn. Doesn't he know it only one of them was good enough? I didn't need 30 of them. But because sometimes we'll focus on all the reasons why it won't work versus why the potentials of why it will work. So I'll digress with that point. But again, family, being a problem solving prowess will definitely move you forward. And my last and final point, as you know, what we like to do here is the beginner mindset. But to have the beginner's mindset, you have to be a life learner. So point number 7 is continuing learning and improvement. If you want to be the best, if you want to be exceptional, you have to continually to improve. You have to continue to take education. Matter of fact, if you get one of the certifications, let's say, for instance, the PMP, you need 60 PDUs. PDUs mean professional development units. So you're either way, this is why I love this thing we call project management, because they hold a standard of what is required to maintain your certification. And one of them is because I'm a nerd. I'm not even gonna lie to you when it comes to project management and personal development as well. But the whole purpose of it is being able to be a life learner, to be, you know, able to adapt and to adjust and not just to stay what worked before, because what worked before, we're in a new day and age, that may not work again. So again, family, make sure you take opportunities to be a life learner. Even if you got to pay for it out your own pocket, do it, family, because you got to, as Ed Milet, I heard him say, don't look at the cost, look at the value of the opportunity that's going to present for you. Stop paying attention to the cost. The cost is, you'll go spend that money. If you went and looked over the time, you probably spent that money somewhere, you know, that you was like, dang, I didn't really get any value out of it. But investing in yourself is the best, and I do mean the best thing you could do for yourself. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.